ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕਾ ਖਾਲਸਾ, ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕੀ ਫਤਿਹ। ਟੁਡੇ ਵੀ ਹੈਵ ਦਿਸ ਓਪਰਚੁਨਿਟੀ, ਦਿਸ ਸਪੈਸ਼ਲ ਓਪਨ ਫੋਰਮ ਫੋਰ ਅਸ ਟੂ ਆਲ ਗੈਟ ਟੁਗੈਦਰ ਐਂਡ ਲਰਨ ਅਬਾਊਟ ਵਨ ਅਨਦਰਸ ਫੇਥ। ਬਿਫੋਰ ਮੀ ਵੀ ਹੈਵ ਲਿਸਨ ਟੂ ਮੈਨੀ ਗ੍ਰੇਟ ਸੋਲਸ, ਮੈਨੀ ਗ੍ਰੇਟ ਸਪੀਕਰਸ, ਵੈਲ ਵਰਸਡ ਸਕਾਲਰਸ who has spent many years studying their religion, enlightening us on the topic of the existence of God and human suffering. And at this moment, I am here in front of all of you as a representative of the Sikh faith, the Sikh religion. But before starting, I want to make one thing clear. I wish to stress one thing, that although I am representing the Sikh religion, you can see I am still very young. I am still learning. The name of the religion, Sikh, means a learner. Somebody who all his life just keeps on learning and learning and learning. I have not spent the time needed to study my religion, nor do I have that avastha to speak about my religion. So before beginning, I wish to say this one thing, that I may do injustice to the Sikh religion. I may not fully be able to explain what the Sikh religion says about this topic. Having said that, to begin today's discussion, reconciling the existence of God and human suffering, a question we all have in our minds at one time or another, that if God exists, if there really is a God, and that God loves everybody and treats all equally, then why do we have to suffer? Why do some suffer and some don't in this world? It's a question many of us have. We don't need to look too far. We can look around ourselves. Every day in this world, we see diseases like AIDS and cancer growing day by day. We see people who are handicapped mentally or physically. We see people who are in poverty, homeless, without food, without clothes, without shelter. Why do they suffer? That's a question that we all have. Not just us, even the greatest of great have asked that question. When the founder of the Sikh religion, Sri Guru Nanak Dev Ji, was on his journeys, he came to a land named Ahmedabad. And in that land, right when the Guru came there, a king named Babur invaded that land. King Babur invaded and many innocent people were slaughtered. Many innocent men, women and children. And even at that moment, Guru Nanak Dev Ji, speaking to God, asked that taki dard na aaya, that God, all these innocent people are dying. Did you not feel pity for them? Did you not feel sad for them? It's the same question that the great Buddha started his journey. From seeing people suffering, he sat in deep thought. It's a very great question. Because I meet people from all faiths. Christians, Muslims, Hindus, Sikhs. They say, I go to the church every day. I go to the temple, the mandir every day. I go to the mosque, I go to the gurdwara. Why am I still suffering? I do my prayers every day. I read my namaz, I do my puja, I do my nitnam. Why am I still suffering in my life? Why do I have pain in my life? That is the question we want to answer today. Why? However, before we can begin to answer the question, we must realize one thing. We must first define what is pain. You cannot explain why we have pain until we define what is pain. And the Sikh religion says that pain is in both nirgun and sargun sroop. Adiyas, beadiyas and upadiyas. There's three types of pain according to the Sikh religion. The pain of the body, the pain of the mind, and the pain of the soul. The first type of pain is the pain of the body. If I was to walk up to you, pull my hand back and swing my hand and slap you across your face, the pain you would feel. If I was to take a knife and start slicing through your finger, if I was to poke you, to stab you with a knife, the pain you would feel. All of our physical pains fall in this category. All the diseases of this world, the injuries that we face on our body fall in here. All the people starving, going hungry and without shelter fall into this category. The second category of pain is the pain of the mind. When our mind is stressed, our mind is worried, our mind is filled with depression. The Sikh religion believes there are five pains of this mind. Is dehi andar panch chor vasahe, kaam, krodh, lobh, moh, ahankara. There's five pains in our mind. What are these five? Lust, anger, greed, worldly attachment, and ego. These are the five pains that our mind goes through. And the third type of pain is the pain of the soul. The pain that very few rare individuals in this world realize. That is the pain when our soul realizes that we are separated from that God. That God who is the creator of all. And the Sikh religion says that every single being in this world falls under one of these three pains. Because the biggest notion I see, the biggest reason people ask this question, that I go to the temple, the mosque, the mandir, the gurdwara, but why do I have pain? Is because for some reason in our mind, we have this thought that being religious means you won't have pain in your life. That being religious means you won't have suffering in your life. But the Sikh religion does not say that. The Sikh religion says, "Je sukh dehe ta tujhe aradi, dukh bhi tujhe te aaye." That if good times come in your life, bad times will also come. The Sikh religion says that everything is made in pairs. There's male, there's female, there's day, there's night, there's happiness and there's pain. There's opposites to everything. Without the opposite, we cannot fully respect anything. If there was never night, if it never got dark, if it never got dark at all, we would never respect daylight. We wouldn't understand the value of daylight if it never got dark. The same way, if we never have pains in our life, we will never be able to respect and value what true happiness is. The Sikh religion says that every single person in this world has pains. Nanak dukhiya sab sansar. Guru Nanak said the entire world is pain in pain. Jo jo disat so so rogi. Everywhere I look around me, left and right, every person I meet, Christian, Hindu, Sikh, Muslim, or any other religion, they're all in pain. All I see are people in pain. Guru Nanak said even the scholars of this world are in pain. Even the priests of this world are in pain. Even the doctors who are supposed to cure our pain, even they're in pain. That is what Guru Nanak said. Sometimes we think that I have the most pain in my life. Nobody has as much pain as me. Why do I have it the toughest? A Muslim Sufi fakir by the name of Baba Sheikh Faridji, whose writings are included in the Sikh religion, he felt the same way. Farida, main janya dukh mujhko dukh savaya jag. I thought I had the toughest life. I thought I had the hardest life. But they go, uchcha chadke dekhya, ta kar kar reha. They're saying, as my spiritual level got higher and higher and higher, my meditation got higher, I looked and I saw every single house is burning with the fire of pain, with the fire of suffering. House is our bodies. Every single human, every single creature out there is suffering from the pain. Now the question comes, why do we have this pain? Why? Because once I met an atheist person, somebody who did not believe in any God, he said there was no God at all. And he came up to me. He said, you believe in God, you go to the Gurdwara so much, you pray, you have so much faith, and you still have pains in your life. I don't believe in any God. I don't waste any time doing that. I still have pains in my life. What's the difference? It's a question I was asked, and I started to ponder, to give him an answer. And I told that individual that yes, pains do come. Pains do come in our life. They come to every single person's life. He said, you say God loves all everybody evenly. If He loves all evenly, why do some suffer and why do some have happiness? Why does He treat us unevenly? And I told him to understand this, we must use some examples. The first example is the example of a parent and a child. I am sure that some of us sitting here are parents with children. Imagine a parent with four children. And one child out of the four does something wrong, does something bad. What does the parent do? The parent comes up to that child and punishes that child in whichever form. It may be by scolding. It may be by grounding the child. It may be by taking the child's allowance away. But tell me this, can you say that the parent loves the other three children more than that one the parent punished? The parent still loves all children the same. That is how God is. We reap what we sow from our actions. Whatever seed we sow, that is the fruit that will grow. The second analogy, the second example, is the example of a criminal. A criminal goes out and commits a crime and must stand in front of a judge inside of a court. But the judge is unbiased. The judge cannot show favoritism. The judge is neutral. All the judge looks at is what crime the criminal committed and gives a punishment according to that. And that is the same with God. We commit sins and God is unbiased. God treats us all equally. God is neutral with all of us, loves all of us. All God does is looks at the sins we've committed and gives us a punishment according to that. Then some people will say, how come two people commit the same sins, but they have different punishment in life? If two criminals commit the same crime, but one has a prior criminal record, the judge looks at that, takes that into account, and gives a bigger punishment. That is the same in this life. Because the Sikh religion also believes in the philosophy of karma, that whatever we do in this life, we will pay for in this life or the next life. Sikh religion believes in reincarnation, that we come in the circle of lives, that whatever we did in our past life, good or bad, we will be rewarded either in this life or the next life. Whatever we do in this life, we will be punished or rewarded either in this life or the next life. The Sikh religion says, "Tadda dos na deo kise, dos karma apneya, jo main kiya so main paya, dos na dije avarjana." Don't blame anybody else for your suffering. Don't blame anybody else for your pain. The Sikh religion believes that if you want to blame somebody, blame your own actions that you have done in either your past life or this life. That is the Sikh religion's philosophy. That is the Sikh religion's definition of why we have pains. Just like if we plant the seeds to an apple tree, we can only expect apples to grow from there. We can't plant the seeds to an apple tree and expect oranges to grow. The same way, you can't plant the seeds of sin and expect happiness to come from there. Apple tree, only apples will grow. That is the pain that we see. But those individuals, when we are reconciling the existence of God and human suffering, when we are connecting the two together, is when you realize, as you go through your faith, your religion, your soul becomes stronger. You start to have faith in your God, in our God. And as you start to have faith in God, your soul becomes stronger. You don't see these pains as pains. Because you realize one thing, that whatever you've done in the past, you are going to have to pay for it. But then you see these pains in a positive. You see these pains as a test of your soul to measure how strong your soul has become. How much have you advanced through meditation, through religion? Because the meaning of religion is not just to belong to one group. The meaning of religion is to find the truth, to become one with that Almighty, with that energy source. Whatever name we might have, Allah, Khuda, Parmeshwar, Pramatma, Waheguru, God, whatever name we may have for that energy source, our goal is to become one. And the individual following the path to God, while walking the path, sees these pains in his life, these sufferings in a positive way, sees them as a test to measure how much closer are we getting to God. Are we becoming one with God? Are we advancing on our path, on our journey? A British knight by the name of Sir Max Arthur McAuliffe was sent from Britain to India. And when he was there, he started to study the Sikh religion. And when he read about the Sikh religion, all the sacrifices, the martyrdoms, he made a quote. His quote was that the true test of faith comes in the hour of misery. That it's easy to say you have faith in God, that you got the Holy Spirit inside of you. It's easy to say that you're in love with God, that you're one with God in the good times. But the true test of how much faith you have in God, how much love you have with God, comes at those tough times. Through those times of misery, you can measure yourself, you can test yourself just where you sit on your journey. And that is what the prophets of God, the messengers of God have done. Because unlike speakers like me, who come here, speak, but when the tough times come, we step away and we put our head down that we can't handle it. Even speakers like me fail in those tests. But the prophets of God, they do not. They come to this world, they do not just preach, but they practice what they preach. They do not just teach us with mere words, but they teach us through their actions.
I have two more minutes.
They teach us through their actions. Jesus came to this world. He had all the powers he needed. He could cure crippled people. But yet he still hung on the cross. Sri Ramchandra came and went 14 years and lived in a jungle, took the hardships for us to teach us In the Sikh religion, the fifth guru, the Sikh religion has 11 gurus. The fifth guru, Sri Guru Arjan Dev Ji, was arrested. His persecutors wanted to torture him. They took a pile of wood, lit that pile of wood on fire. And then they put an iron plate on top of that pile of wood. Slowly, slowly, the iron plate got hotter and hotter and hotter, until it was scorching red hot. And then Guru Arjan Dev Ji was made to sit on top of that hot plate. He sat cross-legged, and at that moment a great Muslim saint, Muslim Peer by the name of Hazrat Mian Mir, came. He saw Guru Arjan Dev Ji sitting so calmly on the hot plate. He was in shock. He said, why are they doing this to you? That if you just give me one suggestion, if you just tell me, just give me the word, I have so much meditation in me, I can destroy those people who are torturing you.
Could you wind down now, please?
I can destroy those people who are torturing you. And at that moment, the Guru told them that no, we are to accept what God has written for us and accept it and say, Tera kiya mita lage, the God, whatever you have done in life, it is sweet to me. This topic that was given today is a very big topic. We have tried, many of the speakers were called here to speak in 20 minutes. I have tried whatever I can in this time to fit in. I had much more to say. In ending, I just want to end off with maybe one more minute to talk about that atheist I talked about, who asked me, I don't believe in God, you believe in God, but we both have pains, why? And I told that atheist one thing. That guy who said that there's no God, I told him one thing. I told him, yes, I do have pains. Many friends came in my life, many friends came in all of our lives. They came 1, 2, 4, 5, 10 years and they all left. But when I look back, I only had one friend from the time I was born up till now. That friend is still there with me. And whenever I had a tough time, that friend was there to give me support. It's another story that I didn't respect that friend. I didn't honor that friend. I didn't give the love back to that friend. I didn't listen to what that friend told me. But that friend didn't leave my side. He was still there on my side. I told him, that's the difference. I have that friend, not just me. That friend has many names, just like all of us have many names. We have our names that we use formally, our names at home, our names with our friend. That friend has many names. Some call that, koi bole Ram Ram, koi khudaye, koi seve gusaiya, koi Allah. Some call that God, khuda, Allah. Some call that God, that friend, Paramatma. Some call that friend, Waheguru. Some call that friend God, but that friend has been there with all of us. And I told that atheist that that friend is there with you too. You just have not realized it. That friend is there with all of us sitting here today, but some of us have not realized that yet. And that's what religion is. That's reconciling the existence of God with human suffering. That if we keep faith in God, and we keep faith in our friend, then we can get through those tough times. In ending, if I made any mistakes according to the Sikh religion, I want to ask forgiveness from my Lord. And if I have offended anybody here from any background, I wish to ask for forgiveness. And I want to ask forgiveness from the organizers for taking a couple of minutes over the time. I will end off the same way I started, with the salute of the Sikh religion. Waheguru Ji Ka Khalsa, Waheguru Ji Ki Fateh.